BBC, Holby City, starring Leila Ruas as Sahira, Edward McLeam as Greg, Lauren Drummond as Chantel, and Jimmy Akinbola as Malik. Hide Your Love Away, written by Rebecca Wojciechowski. Previously.
You naughty girl.
You are evil. Greg Douglas, pure evil.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Talk to him, will you?
Of course. Oh, God, my mind's gone blank. No one in this hospital respects me. I'm just silly, fluffy Chantel, who's all right to take the mickey out of, but nothing else.
I'm going to recommend an extension to your FT status assessment. We'll be back in 3 months to reassess.
Thank you, Mr. Black.
It's probably best that we forget it ever happened, right? Move on.
Yeah.
Jack stalks along a corridor, scowling at staff members involved in a Herculean cleaning project. Elliot is looking at some scan pictures with Sahira.
Boardroom, now. Any sign of Mr. Douglas yet?
Oh,
without the inept pharmacy cover story.
Coffee, please.
Greg is looking dreadful as he necks a couple of painkillers.
Thank you.
This way, early bird.
Am I late enough to have to need an excuse?
Oh, yeah.
No,
not pharmacy. Jack's already cracked that code.
Period pain coded?
Here, have this.
Just be happy I got you a coffee. I'm not running around getting your croissant, too.
A man with angina is killing himself to be at this meeting on time. You look like crap.
Elliot thunders past, short of breath.
Well, I hope whoever it was worth the hangover.
Oh, she was.
She? Singular. My word. Must be love.
So, consultants, registrars. What is the most hazardous point of a long-haul flight's journey? Flight over the vast ocean? Or the mountain range? Or the barren deserts? Or the nocturnal storm?
Nocturnal storm?
Nope. It's none of these things.
Final descent is the most dangerous part.
Quite. Today is the final day of Holby's 3-month assessment for FT status, so today is the most critical of days. If we fail to get FT status, we fail in our research and training objectives, we fall behind. As a hospital, we die slowly.
As I understood it, we've already proved our medical skills over the last 3 months.
On paper, indeed we have, but today we demonstrate. Teamwork is the key word, the act of working in consortium. On Darwin in particular, please. Do not let your ward be the weak link. Holby City is a great hospital. It deserves FT status. Today is your opportunity to demonstrate that to Hugo Black. And he knows, as we do, what makes a hospital great. Good. That's all.
Let's do this.
As Greg yawns, Jack looks disapproving. On Keller.
Mary's last peer drop and my heat crossword are riding on this game.
Sorry, Wendy, I'm going to have to declare a draw. I know you weren't keen earlier, but now your arm's been stitched, your doctor would like you to be transferred to our Darwin ward.
And I asked you to explain how that was necessary.
You've missed your last 3 asthma referrals.
Oh, you are a devil, Wendy.
And I said they're voluntary. What am I actually in hospital for?
You tripped over in heels last night. You cut your arm and knocked your head.
Why do I need to be on another ward just to be observed? Give me a reason.
It's just for a couple of hours, just until you're cleared for discharge.
Go on. Let her stay if she wants to.
Can I have a word? She's about to have this bowel cancer operation. Come on. She's got no one here with her. She only had heart surgery a few months ago and no one visited. Let me keep her company for a bit. I've already promised her it's Mary you're hurting, not me. You want me to stay, don't you, Mary?
Oh, I am enjoying the company.
You're not moving me. End of.
Chantel smiles weakly. Hanson opens a small fridge and gazes in at a bottle of champagne for a moment before making a call.
Please show Mr. Black in.
A different man is shown in.
Mr.
Mr. Hanson. How are you?
I'm afraid Mr. Black has been moved on.
Oh, I see.
A mutual decision. I'll be making the final assessment today.
Right, well, good morning, Mr. Farrell. May I offer you some light refreshment?
I'd rather crack straight on, thank you. As well as taking a general overview of the hospital's functionality, I'd like to begin by spending some time on your surgical wards, Darwin and Keller.
Yes, of course.
I will need to see a marked improvement in staff relationships on Darwin. Sir Fraser noted the ward has had some difficulty recently.
You know, when people skive, they usually hide in the staff room, not behind a drugs trolley.
Have you got some more of those lady painkillers that don't knock you out?
If you can't do the time, then don't touch the wine.
Have a heart.
Is there anything I can do to help you on the ward?
I don't know. Ask a nurse. Coffee. Mr. Douglas. Thank you. You are managing the ward today.
Yeah. Jack and Elliot are in back-to-back surgery all day. I'm leading CTU, so who did you think that left to keep an eye on the ward?
Oh, dear.
Our CT unit has gone from strength to strength.
I'll find you when I'm ready for the tour.
Right. Now, Mr. Douglas is running the ward today. He'll answer any questions you have.
Farrell gives Greg a stern nod, then moves off. Jack approaches Greg, who's looking overwhelmed.
Don't even think about letting us down.
What does it say for Gemini?
She's good company for Mary. Mary's a bit nervous.
I don't have time for an obs patient, especially a gobby one.
I did try.
Look, it's not the patient's decision.
I know, but...
Look, watch and learn, OK? One device. Arm's healing well. Any more dizziness overnight?
No. I think I might just have been a bit hammered when I tripped. Sorry.
OK, well, don't run in your heels again. We're going to move you to Darwin for the rest of your observation. Can we get a porter here, please?
Let us stay here.
Why, if you're just observing me?
Darwin is better equipped for your medical history.
Oh, my gosh. Are you in commission with the Puffer Society?
It's your health you're risking, not mine.
Let us stay, please.
I'll come down as soon as I'm done. I promise.
Thank you. Look, I love the way you are with the patients. I'm your number one fan. But we're two nurses, two doctors down on the day of the assessment. So today, I need you to be just a little bit less nice, a bit more effective.
Effective, directive.
So no more sob stories, no gut instincts, and no questioning my judgment, OK? All you need to do is exactly what I tell you, OK?
Right. OK.
Right. You can start by persuading Darwin that they have a new obs patient. Think of it as your first real test, yeah?
Bye. See you later.
Frieda strides into AAU.
Don't bother with hold up.
Sure.
I would.
Sure. I'm Luke, by the way. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I know who you are. Eddie and I talk.
How was the Ukraine?
Magical.
She silently gestures for him to move aside.
Ukrainian. Six words for cabbage, not one for excuse me.
Where's Mr. Levy?
He's away, which makes me your boss today.
She's yours.
No way.
Mr. Malik says so.
There's no CT issue with the girl.
She's missed her asthma referral for 3 years on the trot. Well,
she's probably due a filling too. Gonna palm her off in the dentist next.
Mr. Malik doesn't have time for an ops patient. It's heaving down there.
What do you think it is up here? A school district?
I need you to stop debating and just do as I say. Just say the wards are multitasking or something.
There's an unattended patient by the nurse's base.
Multitasking with a GS patient, it makes sense to get up to speed with her asthma while she's in hospital with a minor GS injury.
A time saver in the long run.
Good.
He likes you. It's worked out well, then.
Greg looks pleased with himself. On AAU.
I'm Leslie, Carl's foster mother. Poor boy's supposed to meet his mother for the first time in 2 years today. She's on her way to the house as we speak.
Okay, I'll coax the animal out of Carl's nose as quickly as possible.
It's a squirrel. My girl guys used to call me squirrel. It was a gift. Hey, Lord knows, I've left enough messages with the social worker to let his mother know there might be a delay, but quite frankly, communication is not that man's forte.
Looks like a rat.
How's it supposed to look like a squirrel if its bushy tail is concealed?
Did you stick that up your nose?
Oh, yes. For no reason.
Did you think that was a good idea?
How are you supposed to learn of the capacity of your own nose if you don't explore it? There's nothing abnormal about you, my friend.
Well, I'll leave you to it. Alert me if you need any help with this.
I'll be removing an object with tweezers.
What kind of help do you imagine I might need?
Just try your best, Dr. Petrenko.
As Greg goes to a patient's bedside, Farrell appears at his elbow.
Just remind me again, the new arrivals.
Bay 8, Mrs. Rodriguez, tension pneumothorax, should be home within 36 hours.
Bay 10, Wendy Weiss, our last minute, super flexible, asthma referral skipper.
How many checkups has she missed?
Three.
Must say, the ward's looking much neater this time around. Order. Calm.
These things are so important. The patient's only as calm as the environment they're in.
Yes, quite. I'd like you to take me through the admissions procedure, when you have a second.
No problem.
Greg, I need a favour.
Those painkillers would have been nice.
Look, Indy's been taken ill at nursery. I have to pick him up and drop him off to my in-laws. No one else can do it.
Are you joking me? No, it's too busy. Tell the nursery you can't.
I've tried.
Can't your husband go?
No. Please, I'll be there and back in 20 minutes. I'd ask Jack, but she'll never let me go. I'd cover for you.
20 minutes and that's it. Go.
Thank you.
And bring me back a cupcake, yeah?
Mary calls out to Chantel as she opens the drugs trolley on Keller.
Nurse, please.
Chantel closes the trolley again and goes to Mary's bedside.
I'm not quite sure if I want the operation yet.
Mary, I thought you and Mr. Malik decided it was best that you shouldn't wait.
But I'm going to struggle for a few weeks after the procedure, aren't I?
I'm sure social services can sort out some extra help.
Oh, I'd just feel a lot better if Angie was keeping an eye on me.
I see.
Once the kids are on holidays, she can fly over for a few weeks.
It'd be nice to have your daughter looking after you.
Chantel's smile fades as she walks away. Greg to Jack.
Your elective palpitations are managed. Theatre on schedule.
Sometimes there just aren't enough gold stars in the world.
For CT, as requested.
I thought I asked Sahira to do this.
She's tied up. Pharmacy.
I'm just being observed and having an asthma checkup. Why don't you ask my mate who had to spend her holiday savings to get a tooth fixed how satisfied she is with the NHS?
She might be interested to know that millions of pounds are wasted because of missed checkups.
Yes, I've been given the lecture. Thank you.
Panic not, Wendy Weiss. Dr. Douglas is here. Any problems breathing?
Only when underwater.
When was your latest asthma attack?
Ages. I don't know, a year? My glands have been up for weeks. Mm. So gross.
Any coughing?
A bit.
Is it quite phlegmy? Wendy?
A little bit.
If I had my way, I'd send her home with a rusty puffer. I'm due on general surgical ward. I'll be back to check on things here after my tour.
Can we order a chest CT from Miss Weiss, please? Immediately.
The surgery today is your best chance of beating cancer.
It's not the operation, it's a rehabilitation.
Thanks, Nurse Lane.
My daughter said she could fly over next month. Nurse Lane thought it made sense.
Look, you've cancelled surgery twice before. Don't you think this might just be your nerves talking?
Oh, no. It's common sense. I don't want to be alone in my house if I can't take care of myself.
Hey, I wouldn't send you home unless I was sure your care needs were met, as you know.
But Angie would be so much better.
Look, I understand. Of course you'd like your daughter to be here, but unfortunately she's not. I think you need to think really hard about what your best interests are.
Malik gives Chantel a pointed look. Down on AAU, Freedom is with Kyle and Leslie.
Your mother's going to have the shock of her life when she sees you looking like this. I've only had you with me for 6 weeks.
Okay. This is it, Kyle. Keep nice and still. Okay. Kyle, it is pretty stuck, but we will succeed. On that you can rely.
Well, what's all this then?
I'm fitting a drip. It's just a precaution if we can't remove the squirrel manually.
I won't pussyfoot. I can barely understand your accent, love.
If we can't remove the squirrel manually.
But why would you not remove it manually? I mean, how hard can it be?
His nose is swollen and he can't keep still, so we might have to remove it surgically.
Surgically? Are you joking? This poor boy's got to meet his mother in 20 minutes.
Theatre is just the worst case scenario.
I'll give it 10 minutes.
Frida arches her eyebrows. Chantelle is changing the sheets on the bed next to Mary's.
Hope Wendy doesn't forget about me.
Oh, I'm sure she won't.
Mary gives her a helpless look and Chantelle turns away, looking unsure of herself. Frida to Kyle.
My word, you've been to Adi quite a few times.
Quite a few.
And the last time they found blood in patient's urine following a fall.
It's no sense of danger at all. Goodness knows what he's been up to in the care home all these years.
There are no instances of daredevil stunts prior to 6 weeks.
Can you do it once more, like I'm deaf?
Kyle has been injuring himself since he's been in your care.
Yeah, Sahira, you were meant to be here ages ago. I can't do this by myself.
Greg takes a quick look at some scan images.
Thank you.
He joins an anxious-looking Wendy.
Wendy.
What's up, Dr. Douglas?
I'm afraid the CT scan revealed a mass in your lung. I think it'd be a good idea if you had someone here with you.
Have I got cancer?
We know nothing just yet.
Shut your mouth! Shut your fat, stupid mouth! Sorry.
We'd like you to visit oncology for some further tests to determine the best course of action.
Do you think it's cancer?
We can't speculate until oncology have done a biopsy.
It's a simple question. You must have an idea.
I know it's frustrating. I'm not being vague. I simply don't have the answers.
I get it. I'm asking you if you'd listen to me for just 1 second. Do you think I've got cancer?
Due to the masses... shape and location. You should prepare yourself for that diagnosis. I'm really very sorry. I'll have someone accompany you to oncology straight away. Are you sure there's no one I can call off you?
I said no. And I can't go to that new place, oncology. Or whatever, right now.
Nurse can accompany you.
I'm not scared. I'm busy.
Wendy.
The world doesn't revolve around you. I'll go when it's convenient. I've promised a friend I'll be somewhere.
Okay. Just think about it.
Luke is walking alongside Frida.
Dr. Petrenko, ED have just informed me that Kyle Allgate is an at-risk child on account of his recent self-inflicted injuries.
Correct.
Why wasn't I informed?
You only had to ask for the notes.
Right. Eddie, the delight, got transferred from this ward. You blame me.
Correct.
I need to be kept up to date.
Okay. That woman does not understand my perfect accent. You do not read my clear admission updates. I am tired of driving down this one-way street of communication with you people. What do you want from me?
I take it from your bravado that picking something out of a nose was a task completed without incident.
Of course.
Good.
Frida pulls a face at the lie she just told, then joins Kyle.
Don't you wish sometimes people would stop talking in your face?
So much.
Okay, we're gonna try this again.
Kyle keeps flinching away from the tweezers.
Okay, give me a break. You don't want to go to the theatre.
Sorry.
What is it with public sector workers and the complete lack of understanding about kids? He's a 15-year-old boy. Doing stupid stunts is what they do. You know, all this meddling. You, the social workers, he's just a normal kid. Carl, love, I've asked the social worker to bring your mother here rather than back home.
You told Mum to come here.
Well, I know it's not the ideal place for a big reunion, but I can't go on changing the location. Right.
Okay.
I've been patient long enough. Get your boss. This is just ridiculous.
Can't you see I'm doing my best?
Well, clearly your best isn't good enough.
Have you got any ideas why Kyle might be sticking things into his face when he's around you?
Kyle, look, what are you doing?
Hodgkin's lymphoma in the lung?
Almost certainly.
In a 22-year-old?
Tell me about it.
Look, this doesn't explain why my elective's not on the table yet. CTU isn't in use. Why isn't Sahira helping out in the ward if you're behind on my prep?
She will be. Tracy, please. Miss Naylor's elective's ready for theatre, and please chase Bendy Vice again. The poor girl's in a state of shock. I want to make sure she makes it to oncology, OK? Thank you.
I trust my aneurysm patient is en route to theatre.
On their way, just waiting on final cells.
Hematology does know that I'm on a tight schedule.
And Chase?
Thank you. CTU. Right, OK, thank you. 8-car RTAE circular, 2 chest traumas for CTU. Where's Sahira?
Greg looks torn. Wendy has returned to Keller and is warmly greeted by Mary. They have a quiet conversation, which results in Wendy glowering at Chantelle's back.
Mr. Tennyson, liver tumour, recovering after a successful resection 2 weeks ago, and this is Mr. Natacharan. Stomach ulcer, he's due in theatre this afternoon. We've coordinated his post-op care with psych to deal with underlying stress issues.
Good.
Thank you. If you'd like to follow me.
I hope you ignored me.
No one's ignoring anyone. Have you been discharged already?
Can I help you?
That poor lady is scared. She's got no one here with her, no family. She's about to have a major operation. Surely you can give her 2 minutes of your time.
Whoa, hang on. I spoke to Mary earlier.
Then why does she feel she's being pushed into an operation?
No one's being pushed.
What is the harm in waiting until her daughter's here?
I did put Mary's case for delaying too, Mr. Malik.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're not a relative.
Exactly. She doesn't have any relatives. Who's looking out for her? No one.
I don't want a fuss.
You know what, Mary? This lot are rude. If you can't trust them to treat you like a human being, can you trust them to cut you open?
I don't know, really.
OK, enough. I thought you were in Darwin.
Stop trying to turn this back to me. This is about Mary and what's best for her recovery.
Mary, my sincere apologies if you feel you've been ignored.
It's fine. I know how busy you all are.
Don't let them pressurise you.
Wendy, you're scaring my patient.
Malik steers Wendy away from Mary's bedside.
Chantelle, I am going to be okay, aren't I?
Of course you will be.
But I promise.
I promise you'll be fine, Mary.
Okay. I'm ready, thank you.
Right. Can we get a porter here, please? Nurse Lee?
She promised she'd only be 20 minutes.
You should have never let her go in the first place. What's the matter with you?
She can't be far.
2 incoming traumas.
I'm going to have to cancel my electives.
How's this going to look? A CTU emergency due and no CTU leave.
She's probably caught in traffic. Look, I said I can handle CTU. It's fine.
You'd better.
Yeah, I left 3 messages. You were meant to be back by 10:30. Get here now.
We get some help over here now.
SATS 99, BP 90 over 60.
What's the problem? You got it in easy enough last time.
I don't know. Drips sometimes just don't want to go in.
Would you like me to have a go?
No, but if you didn't stand over me, I would do it a lot quicker.
You know, we're cutting it really fine. This boy's mother is due here any second. Look at the state of him. What's she going to think of me?
Well, maybe she'll think that is just what the 15-year-old boys do.
It wouldn't be so bad if I could explain why you do these things in the first place. But you won't even tell me that, will you? Why don't you just talk to me, Kyle? I only want to help you. Well, this isn't working at all, is it?
Kyle, how's your nose?
Kills.
Right, for the boy's sake, could you please get someone who can help him?
Filtration to the chest, another casualty on its way. 3-year-old boy. Yes, this is Jack Naylor, Electors Council, doing Sahira's job.
Yeah, she'll be here. Call the powers at the East Circle at RTA. Find out if Miss Shaw's in attendance. Now.
Oh, yeah, she's probably there right now, handing out cake and asking the dying how they get their hair so shiny.
Ward, check aspiration. Notes. Suspected pulmonary collapse sent straight from the scene of the RTA. Sedation, intubation.
Mr. Hope's on his way.
Greg's looking stressed. He picks up the coat of the small boy who has just been wheeled in and looks alarmed to see the name Indy on the label inside. Chantelle approaches Malik in the scrub room.
Tell me once more. We didn't push Mary into theatre, did we?
Am I really going to have to remind you, Chantelle, of how much work you have?
I know, I'm sorry, I'm going. It's just me and Wendy are really concerned about Mary.
What, you think I'm not? Wait a minute, what do you mean Wendy?
Wendy's still waiting on the ward.
For the love of... How do I say really basic things so you understand? Please tell me, because I really need to know. I told you, Wendy is not a relative. I don't want her on my ward causing trouble. Get rid now.
Mary wanted Wendy here.
Tell Wendy she can come back on the ward when Mary's back. There's no cause for her to be here till then. Okay?
Frieda to Luke.
It just won't budge, and the boy keeps wriggling, so...
Let me guess. You tried to insert a drip in case surgery was required.
Yes.
If you don't like having things pulled out of your nose, don't stick them up your nose. Ow! You're squirrel. This ward is for people who are sick, not for idiots.
I'm sorry.
Don't waste my staff's time again.
I won't.
Oh, so you're a rod, not a carrot, man?
Mr. Hemingway.
Next time you need help, ask. There's no shame in it.
Elliot to Hanson.
You heard then.
Penetrating injury damaging lung function.
Chest x-ray, you and E's, more fluids in.
Is it true that's Sahira's son next door?
I think so. Same name. Was Sahira in the car?
The driver's been cut out. That's the only update I have.
I'll help with the boy. Less movement on the left lung, no audible sound.
Yeah, he's tachycardic, hemothorax, and his head and tail. Chest up the x-ray.
Mr. Douglas, are you fit to operate?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't I be?
Wendy rushes up to Chantelle as she comes out of theatre.
What's happening?
I told you, you need to wait downstairs until Mary's back on the ward.
You think she's gonna die, don't you?
No, you're not allowed to be here.
Yes, you do. That's why you're here and not doing your work.
No. This operation is Mary's best chance of beating the cancer. She's lucky.
You should have let her die with her daughter here. If that was what she wanted. You should have given her a bit of control over all this. We're not things for you lot to shunt around like cattle. Go here, have this done, have that done. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Are you okay?
Tickety-boo.
Check ops. Get specimen pot ready. Polyp snared. Suction. It's like trying to thread a needle in the dark.
This operation is the right decision. Mary will be fine. Okay, why don't you wait here a while?
They both look concerned.
Extend the incision.
Knife.
Greg drops it.
Knife!
Suture.
Can someone please call someone and see if Sahira's okay?
Now is not the time for that. Sahira's not dead. She's not the dying type.
Just do it. And someone find out what's happening next door with her boy.
Saline, use the fibrilla.
Jack and Greg examine their work, then share a look.
Airtight.
Sutures are holding. Well done, Mr. Douglas.
The nurse whispers in Jack's ear.
I see, thank you.
Bad news?
You have to finish up alone.
Pulmonary artery's gone swabs.
Chantelle's pacing outside theatre.
She's dying in there, isn't she?
No. We don't know that.
I know. She should have had some family with her. It's too late now, isn't it?
Inside.
Keep 100% oxygen. Got it. Right, closing. Let's get to recovery.
Yeah, more suction. Come on, there's too much pressure. Suction!
Pulmonary gone.
There's no more blood left. Follow Bicro.
Jack watches closely as Greg deftly puts stitches into the delicate tissue.
You saved him.
Well, what's the bad news?
They cut a woman out of the car with boy.
And?
No details are confirmed.
Just tell me.
Last I heard, she's dead.
Please excuse me from closing.
Greg strides out. Chantelle to Wendy.
Mary's fine.
The tumour's gone. That's it?
Yeah. You don't have to worry anymore, okay?
Just like that?
We know what we're doing. She's through the hard bit.
Good.
Doesn't that hurt?
Sarah?
Boy made it. The woman hasn't been identified yet.
Why doesn't anyone know anything?
Greg marches past Farrell and snatches up a phone in the nurse's station.
Yeah, I need to be put through to the paras. Was Sahira Shah injured in the RTA? Well, please find out.
Greg.
Greg squares up to Farrell.
Problem?
Greg suddenly sees a cupcake with a G iced on the top and snatches it up in his hand.
Don't disappear like that. Kyla's almost ready to go. We're just waiting for the bloods. Problem.
First chance she has to see her son in 2 years. She swans off to Birmingham on a jolly.
Oh, Carl's mum's not coming.
What kind of a mother can do that to her own son?
Well, he's got you. You're trying your best.
For all the good it's doing him.
Greg strides through the hospital, then freezes when he sees Sahira, who looks apologetic.
Greg, I'm so sorry. I've just cleared up the confusion about the boy.
Why didn't you call?
There was an RTA. I gave the boy Indy's coat. I tried to help the mom.
I've been run ragged covering for you. You just left me?
I had to help. It was total mayhem. Where's the boy now?
Total mayhem, babe. Total nightmare, hon. You've no idea what I've been through today.
He storms off, and Sahira follows a moment later. Jack notices her.
Panic not, Lazarus walks. Thanks for your concern. Always a pleasure. Elliot.
Sahira, what happened? We thought it was your son.
I'm so, so sorry.
Well, the important thing is that you're okay.
Yeah, look, there was no time. I've got to get back to work.
If you feel up to it.
I'm fine.
Well, let's draw a line under it then, please.
Thank you.
What, is that it? She disappears, leaving me to pick up the pieces, and Princess gets away with it. Oh, forget it. I thought your son was on the table.
And I said I'm sorry.
I've had Nero on my back. CTU. You're flaming CTU cases.
I was trying to keep a scared, trapped child calm. My phone died. Look,
I need to change. I need to work.
What's the matter with you? Have you the faintest idea? I've just made us fail the assessment.
I've just seen a woman die in front of me. Her son saw everything.
Why don't you ever think about what you're doing? You stupid woman. I thought you were...
He suddenly gives her a passionate kiss, crushing her in his embrace. After a moment, they pull apart and stare at each other in shock.
RTA man's developed an arterial bleed. Back to theatre now.
Sahira pauses for a moment, looking dazed, then heads out. Malik joins Chantelle on her way through Keller.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, babe, 6 and 5 returned. Your ulcer's prepped. Mary settled in HTU. Any sister's happy with the progress?
Hey, A+ Chantelle. Angus wants to see what admission papers once he's done his tour with Hanson, so make those a priority, yeah?
Sure.
Malik breezes off, then stops looking puzzled. He sees some cards dropped to the floor behind a cubicle with drawn curtains. He steps inside and finds Wendy sitting on the bed.
Hey, Wendy. Welcome back.
She picked her stitches. What was meant to do, let her bleed?
There's barely any blood. A plaster would have done.
No, she picked a stitch loose and she didn't seem to feel any pain. It's my duty to treat her. And she is clearly not well.
I'm due in theatre.
Carol, it's your mum. Bit of a mix-up. She turned up here, but because she's not your official guardian anymore, they turned her away.
But she did actually come to see me.
Yes, I've been told.
Can I have a word? So do you think that's fair?
I know. Just trying to do the right thing. What else can I do? He won't confide in me. Doesn't want me. He seemed to respond well to that boss of yours. Perhaps he could have a chat with him.
Mr. Hemingway?
His social worker wants to review my suitability to care for that boy, and I don't have a clue what goes on in his head. Please. I need help. I need something.
My arm really hurts.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
It's so hot in here. I can't breathe. I need some air.
Would you like some water?
Yeah, quickly, please. I can't get air. I shouldn't be here. I hate hospitals.
Calm down. Look, you've had a stressful couple of hours waiting around for news of an operation. It's never fun.
Should never have gone out last night. I hate my stupid friends in that stupid bar.
Okay, you're nearly done. There you go. All done. So, you can go. Unless there's anything else. Wendy, it's time to go.
Wendy puts her water down, then takes out a compact.
Fine. Where can I get coffee around here?
There's a coffee shop on the ground floor.
And where do I find oncology?
Chantelle looks concerned. Frida approaches Luke.
Leslie thinks Kyle might benefit from some words of a positive male role model before his discharge.
Yes, incredibly, that oxymoron does mean you.
Oh. Of course, come to have a word with you, Mr. Hemingway.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Luke looks incredibly uncomfortable.
Nostrils inflamed.
Why didn't you let my mum in?
Your mum? Your mum hasn't shown up here.
Kyle looks from Frida to Leslie.
You lied to me.
Kyle curls up on his side. Sahira and Greg are about to perform surgery on the RTA victim.
So, we have a tear in the upper lobe of the lung. We need to suture and stem the bleeding. Remember, we have an audience, people.
Excuse me.
Sahira steps aside so Greg can take a place at the table.
Mr. Douglas, Miss Shah, whatever's going on, don't bring it into my theatre.
No way. I need you here.
She's terrified. She can't face oncology alone.
Tell her to call her mum.
She's not ready for that.
Look, any other day, I'd let you. You know I would, but look around you. Is this really a good time for the one staff nurse to be sitting in on a biopsy for, what, 1 hour, two? I don't think so.
If she's sent up by herself, she might not show. I'm sorry, but getting some admission papers done for an assessment is not more important than a cancer patient getting a diagnosis.
I'll tell you what is. An 80-year-old man lying in his own urine for the want of a new bag. Patients going hungry because they haven't been served lunch yet. And me having to call in a crash nurse to assist on a respiratory arrest. These are the patients you're due to care for. Not the oncology patient, killer patients. So stay here and do your job.
I've already promised her.
Tell her you're busy. Sorry.
Chantel looks despairing. She heads along the corridor to where Wendy is standing, just outside Keller Ward, with a fearful expression on her face.
I'm sorry. I can't go to the biopsy with you.
I'm busy. This is a very busy ward, Wendy.
Wendy turns and walks away. Leslie is talking to Frieda.
Been a foster carer for 30 years.
Yeah, but you haven't fostered teenage boys. They can be tricky. Anyway, Mr. Hemingway seems to be getting on with him pretty well.
Oh, I'm so sorry I don't have a man at home, then. I'm sorry for the sake of a positive male role model. I didn't stick with a disastrous marriage.
Oh, I wasn't really trying to accuse you. I was just saying, you know, some people just find it easier to be around some people more than others.
It's just I'm trying so hard and I don't know what else to do.
Kyle wants to go back to the care home. He misses some friends, apparently. He finds being around a middle-aged woman weird. He said it's like being suffocated.
Oh. Well, if that's what he wants.
Chantel is with Mary in recovery.
Told you it was just nerves.
Is Wendy here?
She wanted to be.
She's young. It's only right. She's better things to do.
I'll speak to Mr. Malik, tell him you're awake. I want to have a chat with you about your outpatient care. Make sure you've got enough home help. You'll be back on your feet in a few weeks. You'll be able to go to Sydney.
I can fly.
You can meet your grandkids. You can sit on Bondi Beach all day, have barbecues, chase kangaroos. You've got your life back.
And you'll keep an eye on Wendy's, won't you?
Did she say something?
A 20-year-old shouldn't be in hospital overnight by herself. And thank you, Chantel.
More suction to the upper quartile. You might want to move closer to the cavity.
As Greg moves forward, Sahira deliberately steps back.
Can I remind you both that we're trying to razzle-dazzle with our teamwork? Now, if I can give the impression that my suture in this artery is a team effort, then so can you.
$150, clear.
Come on, Mary.
Again at $150, clear.
Mary. Come on, Mary.
Charging at $200, clear. No output. Charging again at 200. Clear. Time of death.
No, not yet. Please, please, a bit longer, please.
1525.
final office's nursery.
Chantelle is distraught.
More pressure. Right, that's enough.
I need more,
Would you like Miss Shaw to apply more pressure, Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
And give the order.
More pressure, please.
I'm on it.
Thank you.
Okay, sutures are holding. Scissors.
Greg and Sahira exchange tense glances.
Miss Naylor, I'm sorry. I thought I could go straight from the scene to theatre. I can't be here.
It's fine, just go.
Sahira leaves.
Swab.
Jack tries to get Greg's mind back on the job in hand, which Hansen and Farrell are observing. Chantelle puts a container labelled Final Offices Box down on the table across Mary's bed. She gazes down at the older woman's peaceful face, then looks angered and takes off her plastic apron. Malik is erasing Mary's name from the recovery room details when Chantelle comes up behind him.
You told me not to care. Well, I can't. And I don't care if that makes life tough for you. I'm not like you. And I don't want to be. You do it.
Hansen has Farrell in his office.
Again, I apologise for Mr. Douglas's rudeness earlier. I believe he was upset about his colleagues.
Clearly. Over-emotional displays is the risk you take when you allow couples to work together.
They're not a couple.
Oh. I do beg your pardon. I must have assumed. Well, onto the business of FT status. I take on board the challenges the RTA threw up. I can see that you've worked hard to restore the hospital's reputation after the plastics incident, so well done for that. It's not been an easy decision. In my experience...
For goodness sake, make it quick.
It's bad news. It's not the death sentence that you think.
Mary's been cured, hasn't she?
Mary had an existing heart problem. She passed away Wednesday.
I don't believe this. All those things you said. She's fine, the ops worked. You said it to my face.
That was wrong. Mary's an old lady. It was her heart.
You told Mary her heart was fine. You knew it wasn't. How can you live with yourself?
I'm not trained to make those kind of calls, but I do know Mr. Malik would never have operated unless it gave his patient the best chance.
This is it. I don't want hospitals. I don't want chemo. I don't want lying on beds for hours with people who keep dying.
Where's your mum, Wendy?
She's not here. She died. It was ages ago.
Well, I'm here. That's a start. What about your friends from last night?
They don't get. We don't talk. They don't get stuff like this.
I bet a few of them do. But you've got one mate that's really good at this kind of stuff. She's probably the one that holds your mate's hair back when they're being sick. There isn't a single doctor here that isn't going to do their best for you.
Wendy looks deeply troubled, but manages to nod. Greg walks to the nurse's station and locks eyes with Sahira.
Gather around, everyone. You too, Sahira. Well done, team. I can announce that Holby City now has Foundation Trust in its title. And I'm reliably informed that cheesy balls and carver will be laid out for us. So, yes, let's raise a glass, those of us who don't have to rush off anywhere after work. Thank you. Well done. Well done. See, it all came good in the end. You can put the strains of today behind you now.
Excuse me.
Aren't you happy?
Mr. Douglas? You did what was required of you today in Miss Shah's absence, despite your evident upset. Well done. Of course, it would be advantageous for you to learn not to treat one staff member differently from any other.
I understand.
The boy's father has arrived. Somebody needs to inform them that they've lost a wife and mother.
Leslie to Kyle.
I'd like to think you might stay in touch. I'll leave it up to you.
Well, thanks for trying.
Leslie nods, looking tearful. Then she walks away. She shares an awkward moment with Frieda before both women move on. Luke.
How do you think your solo treatment of Kyle Allgate's nasal obstruction went?
Just say it if you're going to say it.
You messed it up, big time. We all make mistakes. It's your first day back, so don't be too hard on yourself.
Frieda looks a little surprised by his words. Greg joins Sahira in the locker room.
That did happen.
I need to see my son.
Sahira, listen to me.
That poor woman's husband will never get over this. I don't know what I'd do if I lost my family.
I'll see you tomorrow.
She nods and heads out.
Sorry. Sorry, the boy's father. Right. I can break the news if you'd prefer.
No. I'm ward manager to that.
Haven't you heard? Elliot nods solemnly, and Greg heads out with a pained look in his eyes. Hanson takes the bottle of champagne out of the fridge and pops the cork, then pours himself a glass. He leans back and closes his eyes, letting a smile form on his lips. It only lasts a moment before fading away. Sahira is looking tense and uneasy as she makes her way along a corridor with one hand clenched into a fist. Malik zips up an overnight bag at Mary's bedside. As he places it on the table, Chantel joins him. They both stare down at the dead woman.
I don't expect you not to care, Chantel. I just don't want you to beat yourself up when things go wrong. The buck stops with me.
Seeing the look of regret on his face, Chantel places a comforting hand on his shoulder. Greg walks out of the hospital and stops in his tracks when he sees Sahira walking to her car. As she's about to open the driver's side door, she realizes he's gazing at her and they lock eyes. They share a look of lingering intensity. After a moment, she lowers her gaze and gets into the car. She drives away, and Greg remains fixed to the spot, looking tormented by longing. His mobile rings. glances at the caller display, then looks over his shoulder to see a tall woman waiting for him at the entrance.